Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear words from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, it's good to be back together on our Monday prayer calls after a couple weeks away, and good to be reminded of the precious promise from our verse of the year from James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Oh, I just love that God is our generous and mighty promise maker and promise keeper. And I'm excited that we are embarking today on a study of the promises of God in our study of Max Lucado's book, Unshakable Hope. Now, I know that maybe you've been among those in the past who have requested that we study God's promises, and I'm just so grateful for our fellow prayer sister Jean from Indiana for recommending this book to us to use as a guide to study the promises of God. If you haven't done so already, I really do encourage you to get a copy of Max Lucado's book, Unshakable Hope. There's also a study guide. Some of the books come with the study guide included. Some are separately, but you can certainly check that out. But if you don't feel like purchasing the book, that's okay. You're welcome to listen in or to join us on our live calls each Monday. No matter what, you will be blessed. Now, if we were to study all the promises of God, we would be at it for many, many years. Actually, more years than any of us have left to give here on earth. Our author notes that Bible scholars have tallied more than 7,400 promises in Scripture. God is indeed a God of promises. And what's more, He's not just a promise maker, He's also our promise keeper. Because God is God, He's perfect, He's infallible, He's unchanging. God cannot break His promises. All God's promises are true, all 7,400 plus of them. Joshua 21:45 affirms this. Joshua wrote, quote, "Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled." So, you know, you could replace the word Israel with your name and it would still be true. Not one of all God's promises, of all the Lord's good promises to you has failed. Everyone was and will be fulfilled. Absolutely. It is true to you just as it is true to Israel. All of us know that all God's promises are true, and it's true for each of us. As our author challenged us, the question is not, will God keep His promises, but will we build our lives upon them? Think about any challenge that you're facing right now, any challenging circumstance with your job, with your business, with your health, maybe with a loved one, with one of your children or grandchildren, maybe your spouse, maybe your finances, a relationship, a situation. Just think of a challenge. Maybe you woke up this morning, opened up your email, and there was the challenge. Or maybe you've known about this challenge and you've been living with this challenge for years. I want you to put that challenge squarely in front of you. And then I want you to take a look at Matthew 8. Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 5. Think as I read this, as you listen, about your challenge. And filter it through this. Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied, "O Lord, I don't deserve to have you under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am myself a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and I tell that one, come, and he comes, and I say to my servant, do this, and he does that." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and he said to those following him, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside in darkness where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, it will be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that very hour. Jesus told the centurion, when Jesus heard the centurion's need, that his servant was so ill, Jesus said, I'll heal him. It was Jesus' will to heal him. But the centurion said, you don't even need to be there, Jesus. Just say the word, and I believe it will be done. The centurion's faith, his belief, his trust in Jesus' authority and power astonished Jesus. I'll say that again. It was the centurion's faith and belief and trust in Jesus' authority and power that astonished Jesus. It was Jesus' will to heal his servant, and he was going to go and do that. But the centurion said, if it's your will, then you don't even need to be there. Just say the word. The centurion was standing on the promise of Jesus to respond. Jesus' definition of faith is seen here, that faith is the deeply held belief that God will keep his promises. The deeply held belief that God will keep his promises. That's faith. God wants us to believe as a centurion and to be, as the author calls it, people of the promise. I love that. That's our new title, people of the promise. So let's commit, as our author encourages us, to filter our lives and our challenges through the promises of God. Our author even gives us a handful of them. In the first chapter of his book, page 11, he writes, for every problem in life, God has given us a promise. Make it your aim to get acquainted with these promises so you can write yourself a prescription. If you're feeling fearful today, then it's time to open up a bottle of Judges 6:12. The Lord is with you. I will lay claim to that nearness of God if you're feeling fearful. The Lord is with you, Judges 6:12. Or if you're feeling as though the world is out of control, then there's time for a dose of Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good, even when things feel out of control. Or if you see dark clouds on the horizon, remember John 16:33, that in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I, Jesus, have overcome the world. John 16:33, when dark clouds are on the horizon of your life. Filter your challenges through the promises of God. And I encourage you to join me in writing down on an index card the reminder that our author gives us on page 14 that helps us to daily remember that we are people of the promise. Here's what our author has encouraged us to write down on an index card and remember every day. Quote, we are building our lives on the promises of God because his word is unbreakable. Our hope is unshakable. We do not stand on the problems of life or the pain in life. We stand on the great and precious promises of God. Well, thank you for listening today. And I pray that you received a message from God that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.